Commitment, Redemption Series, Book 1, by T.K. Lee. Narrated by Isabel Ruther and Sebastian Grove. The ones we love the hardest are the ones we hurt the most. Chapter 1, Brooklyn. March 2018.
It all starts with a decision.
Aunt Gigi has said those words to me countless times over the course of my 32 years.
After all, she would continue to say, you're always just one decision away from a completely different life.
As I sit in my car, I'm unsure why I'm thinking about this right now. Where would I be if I didn't have a father who pushed me to be the best I could be? Where would I be if I hadn't looked up when a handsome man approached me one day, reigniting something I thought I'd never feel again? Where would I be if my mother had waited 5 more minutes to run to the store the night she was killed by a drunk driver? Would my life be any different? Would my father still be as overprotective as he is? Would I have been pushed to excel like I was? Would I ever have formed the friendships I did? Would I ever have gone to that party before the start of my junior year of high school? They say there are certain moments in our life that define who we are. For some, it's when they discover their true passion, like music, writing, or hockey. For others, it's when they see an injustice in the world and decide to make it their life's mission to stop it, to put an end to hunger, poverty, hate. For me, as silly as it sounds, the moment that defines my life is Brody Carmichael's party the summer of 2001. It's the summer I learned what love is. It's also the summer I learned what a broken heart feels like. As Aunt Gigi had told me whenever she noticed a tear trickle down my cheek as I followed my best friend, Molly, down the hallway of her house and past the door to her brother's room, it's okay to be a glow stick once in a while. Sometimes we have to be broken in half before we shine. After that summer, I decided I would shine, even if I was as dark as night inside. A loud horn blares, bringing me back to the present. I glance up to see the stoplight is now green, cars passing on both sides. Shit, I mutter to myself, stepping on the gas and rejoining the flow of traffic. After battling the streets of downtown Boston for 15 minutes, I pull my economical Honda in front of La Grenouille in the financial district. A valet attendant strides toward me. I can't help but feel him turn up his nose at my choice of
sample complete. Ready to continue?